Hendrik Terbruggen's crucifixion was painted around 1624-25. It's fascinating that we know he's a Protestant artist, and yet he's doing this very Catholic subject. At the time, the Catholics did not worship in churches. The Protestant Dutch government insisted they worship in private chapels. So this must have been a commission as an altarpiece for a hidden Catholic church. And the painting refers to the old religion, you might say. It has a lot of archaic qualities. And this archaic quality in the simplicity of the composition and in the figure of Christ is very deliberate on Terbruggen's part. And yet the two figures in the foreground, who are, of course, the Virgin Mary and John the Evangelist, they look so modern in their description, the swirling drapery, the volume in the figures, the realism of the light. In other words, this is very much a Baroque or quite modern update of an older type of picture. One thing seems quite unrealistic about this picture, and that's the way the blood falls from the two hands of Christ, his feet, and particularly the wound in his side. These almost look like red ropes that are right on the surface of the picture. And this is a reference to the Eucharist, the importance of Christ's blood, and the viewer's identity with the suffering of Christ. So that prominence of blood in the picture is a strong symbolic element, which was part of Catholic worship at this time.